Upskirting is when someone takes a photo of a woman's skirt without consent. It's usually done in a public place, such as on public transport or in nightclubs, among crowds of people, making it harder to spot the people taking the photos. I have talked to two girls about their unlucky experiences. I'm currently on my way to Northwest London to meet Kaya. She's a student at the Middlesex University, who's agreed to talk to me about her experience with upskirting, which happened at a music festival last summer.
Well, yeah, I enjoyed the music, and maybe I was a bit drunk, but I was with friends that I trust and feel safe around. And we were stood in the middle of the crowd waiting for Arctic Monkeys when this random bloke's phone brushed my thigh. I didn't really think much of it at the time. I just wanted to enjoy the music. And then I suddenly saw them passing around his phone and I saw the picture.
It's not until recently, after months of campaigning, that upskirting will become a criminal offence, thanks to writer Gina Martin, who launched the campaign 18 months ago. Kaya says it was about time.
I was surprised when I realised it wasn't a criminal offence at the time, because it is sexual harassment. And what Gina Martin has done is just amazing. I'm so glad that bill got passed, finally.
I'm now in East London, at Queen Mary University of London, where I'm meeting Lily Smith. She's going to talk to me about her experience with upskirting, which happened at a class reunion where she was surrounded by friends.
I had fun until I realised some of the boys were laughing at something they obviously tried to hide. I got curious and asked what was funny, right? Then one of them showed me his phone, which had a picture of me under my dress. I felt sick.
The new ruling makes it easier to prosecute offenders who could face up to 2 years in jail and be put on the sex offenders register. The bill covers England and Wales, as upskirting is already a crime in Scotland. Kinibu, City News.